Clean Bandit and Rather Be on Phoenix FM. It is now time to reveal the winner of the Brentwood Brewing Company's Valentine's competition, which has been running for a couple of weeks now. And this year, as part of their Love Beer, Love Brentwood initiative, they're expressing love in a way that men really appreciate. You can only say it with a beer. Men love a good beer, right, Roland?
Absolutely.
And women. And women too. But I'd find that attractive in a woman.
So I met the wife.
Your wife?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
I took her to a wine bar. She said, what are we doing here? No beer. I was sold.
Did she drink an ale?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Good girl, good girl. How are we, Roland? All right?
Very good.
I always like it when Roland comes to the Phoenix Studios, because straight away he pulls out two glasses, cracks open a bottle of beer, pours one, and times get good from there.
Absolutely.
So we've had a great response to this competition. And basically, to win a case of beer from yourselves at the Brentwood Brewing Company, all people had to do was complete the well-known love poem, Roses Are Red, but it had to include beer. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or some kind of reference to beer. Or the Brentwood Brewing Company. Yeah, it had to be about beer, basically. And so, how are we going to do this? We're going to run down the top three?
I think that's one of the fairest words, isn't it?
Because some people, they did try, and, you know, it's good to try, but didn't quite get it. Roses are red, violets are fine, give me a beer, or I'll dial 999. Don't do that. Don't do that. If someone doesn't give you a beer, do not abuse that number. And also, roses are red, beer is brown, I want to give you a nice little round. So
not drinking our beer.
No,
like,
no.
He's drunk too much of someone else's beer, that one.
So let's get the tension music on, and we will reveal third place. All right. So in third place, it's Ash Prattal with his poem, Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue. I need some bottles of Brentwood's Best Brew. That's a good one, Roland. That's a good one. Yeah, we like that. So on to second place. You don't win anything for third and second, unfortunately. But in second place is... Jay Akona with his poem, Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, Your Beer Is Tasty, So Let's Have A Few. Quality, Jay. Quality. So this is it. The moment we have been waiting for. It's really tense here in the studio. Do you want to hold hands, Roland? You all right? No, it's okay. All right. So... at number one, and the winner of that beautiful case of beer from the Brentwood Brewing Company for Valentine's Day. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the tension. Is... Anver Anderson with this, Roses Are Red and Brentwood's a Brewing, good ale to give men the courage to go wooing. Love that. Congratulations. Yeah. Good work, my man. Good work. Oh, well, thank you, Roland, for coming in today. Are we going to be using that somewhere?
Well, that poem?
That poem.
We'll be shouting it from the highest rooftops, I would imagine.
Right. And we will be in touch with Anver to discuss how he can acquire his case of beautiful beer for Valentine's Day from...
By all means.
The Brewing Company. Yeah, absolutely. How's things going down there? All right?
Yeah.
I was down your way, actually, the other day. I actually had a sneaky look around. I didn't see you, Roland, but...
Come and have a pint.
I will do next time.
We've now got a men's creche there. So,
oh, is there?
There is indeed. So,
oh, mate.
You're down at Calcott Hall Farm. The good lady can go in and get the fruit and veg. And the gentleman can come along and get his Valentine's Day pint.
Love that. Ba-ba-da-da. Love that. Cheers, Roland. She's the only